Derelict by Alan E. Norse. John Sabo, second in command, sat bolt upright in his bunk, blinking wide-eyed at the darkness. The alarm was screaming through the satellite station, its harsh, nerve-jarring clang echoing and re-echoing down the metal corridors, penetrating every nook and crevice and cubicle of the lonely outpost, screaming incredibly through the dark sleeping period. Sabo shook the sleep from his eyes, and then a panic of fear burst into his mind. The alarm! Tumbling out of his bunk in the darkness, he crashed into the far bulkhead, staggering giddily in the impossible gravity as he pawed about for his magna boots, his heart pounding fiercely in his ears. The alarm! Impossible after so long, after these long months of bitter waiting! In the corridor he collided with Brownie, looking like a frightened gnome, and he growled profanity as he raced down the corridor for the central control. Frightened eyes turned to him as he blinked at the bright lights of the room. The voices rose in a confused, anxious babble, and he shook his head and swore, and plowed through them toward the screen. "Kill that damned alarm!" he roared, blinking as he counted faces. "Somebody get the skipper out of his sack pronto and stop that clatter! What's the trouble?" The radio man waved feebly at the viewscreen, shimmering on the great side panel. "We just picked it up." It was a ship, moving in from beyond Saturn's rings, a huge, gray-black blob in the silvery screen, moving in toward the station with ponderous, clumsy grace, growing larger by the second as it sped toward them. Sabo felt the fear spill over in his mind, driving out all thought, and he sank into the control chair like a well-trained automaton. His gray eyes were wide, trained for long military years to miss nothing. His fingers moved over the panel with deft skill. "Get the men to stations," he growled, "and will somebody kindly get the skipper down here, if he can manage to take a minute?" "I'm right here." The little graying man was at his elbow, staring at the screen with angry red eyes. "Who told you to shut off the alarm?" "Nobody told me. Everybody was here, and it was getting on my nerves." "What a shame!" Captain Loomis' voice was icy. "I give orders on this station," he said smoothly, "and you'll remember it." He scowled at the great gray ship looming closer and closer. "What's its course?" "Going to miss us by several thousand kilos at least. Look at that thing! It's traveling!" "Contact it. This is what we've been waiting for." The captain's voice was hoarse. Sabo spun a dial and cursed. "No luck. Can't get through. It's passing us." "Then grapple it, stupid! You want me to wipe your nose, too?" Sabo's face darkened angrily. With slow precision, he set the servo fixes on the huge gray hulk looming up in the viewer, and then snapped the switches sharply. Two small servos shoved their blunt noses from the landing port of the station and slipped silently into space alongside. Then, like a pair of trained dogs, they sped on their beam straight out from the station toward the approaching ship. The intruder was dark, moving at tremendous velocity past the station, as though unaware of its existence. The servos moved out and suddenly diverged and reversed, twisting in long arcs to come alongside the strange ship, finally moving in at the same velocity on either side. There was a sharp flash of contact power. Then, like a mammoth, slow-motion monster, the ship jerked in mid-space and turned a graceful end-for-end arc as the servo grapplers gripped it like leeches and whined, glowing ruddy with the jolting power flowing through them. Sabo watched, hardly breathing, until the great ship spun and slowed and stopped. Then it reversed direction, and the servos led it triumphantly back toward the landing port of the station. Sabo glanced at the radioman, a frown creasing his forehead. "Still nothing?"
"Not a peep."
He stared out at the great ship, feeling a chill of wonder and fear crawl up his spine.